Jesus said to his disciples in praying, "Do not babble like the pagans." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Both of our readings instruct us on the power of words and on the way we're supposed to pray. Jesus, in this example here in Matthew chapter 6, he gives us the Our Father, which is so good. But he says, when we pray, it's not about the amount of words that come out of our mouths, but it's actually about short, meaningful words. Maybe even short, meaningful phrases. Kathy, I don't know what you did to be able to make it, to be able to do the reading today on your birthday, but I guess that was a great blessing for you and for us. But you read that God talking about it in the prophet Isaiah, he says, "My word is going to go out from my mouth, and it's not going to come back void," meaning without effect, "but it does my will, achieving the end for which I sent it." That's the kind of confidence that we have to have when we turn to God in prayer. That's what he calls us to. Because really, our prayer, if it's going to be effective, the most effective prayers that we do are words not that we come up with from our own heart, but actually words that our Lord has taught us, that we've learned from him. Scripture passages that he's given us, or pious aspirations that come to us. Or what I want to talk to you about today, which is ejaculatory prayers. Sometimes they're called javelin prayers because they're launched up to God. Sometimes they call them as flares that we send up to God. They're short things. Sometimes we think that we're going to be heard if we just rattle off a million words at once. Our Protestant brothers and sisters are really good at that. We are not very good at that as Catholics. But that's all right. Because it's not about the number of words that we use or the great phrases that we're able to string together. Those impress a person's mind. They don't impress God that much. The way we impress God is with a strong movement of the soul used with economy of words. Jesus gives us the Our Father, perfect prayer right there, but it's composed of seven lines that are seven shots that our Lord is asking us to shoot up to him if we want our prayers to be heard. Ejaculatory prayers. These pious aspirations that our Lord gives you. Maybe you have some that you're really close to, some that are really strong for you, but I want to give you something that the saints say about it. Two of the greatest saints of the church, Francis de Sales, and I want to tell you what St. John Chrysostom, a doctor of the church, both of them are doctors of the church, what they have to say. St. Francis de Sales says, "Mark well that the great art of devotion consists in the practice of spiritual elevation of the heart and from ejaculatory prayers. Their value is so great that by them the deficiency of every other kind of prayer may be supplied. If a person omits these prayers of affection, this omission can scarcely be replaced by anything else. A person who is not accustomed to these aspirations is not adapted to the duties of the contemplative life, and moreover, he will not but imperfectly be able to perform the duties of his own active life in the world. Without these flame-like effusions of the heart, quietness will be a mere idleness. Inactivity, nothing more than confusion and distraction." He says, "Therefore, raise your heart and mind often to God and send up to him fervent darts of love. In these little fervent aspirations, admire the infinite greatness of God's perfections. Implore his omnipotence for aid. Adore his divine majesty. Yes, offer yourselves to him 1,000 times a day. Praise him in his infinite goodness and endeavor to enkindle in your heart tender and fervent love for Jesus." Isn't that powerful? St. John Chrysostom says a little bit more about it. He says that the ejaculatory prayers, if anyone who associates with a virtuous man, what he does is he derives a benefit from his companionship with that man. However much more benefit will he derive from conversing familiarly with God by constant use of ejaculatory prayers. In order to keep water warm, it is not sufficient just to place it over the fire once only. Contrary, it must be brought with contact with the heat frequently, in fact, constantly. Otherwise, it will lose its warmth. It will become lukewarm and finally return to that natural cold temperature. Likewise, it will not suffice for a person leading an interior life to endeavor to fervor by meditation and pious sentiments in the morning only. He must necessarily nourish the fire of love frequently during the day with ejaculatory prayers in order to retain the fervor and pious sentiments. Otherwise, he will all too soon fall back into his natural state of coldness. These things make sense, don't they? The words of the saints ring true within our own hearts. That when we have these pious movements of our soul, that's the way we keep ourselves fresh throughout the day, keeping mindful of Him. You can think of it in your own lives. Think of your own lives of love when you were dating your spouse. What was it like? Did you just want to tell them in the morning, I love you, and at the evening, I love you? No, when you had that fervor of love, those strong sentiments in your soul, you wanted to spend every moment with them. And when you couldn't, especially now in these times, if your love is fervent, you send little text messages back and forth. Hey, what you thinking about? How are you doing? This is it. Hey, my dove, how are you? And those little pet phrases that we exchange. It's the same with God. If we want to keep a firm, strong relationship with the Lord, we don't need to send Him hours long of prayer and then forget about Him the rest of the day. It's about those little moments, about little things where we turn to God. It's a great privilege for us to do so. Do you know what these pious aspirations are? Are you familiar with some of them? Maybe just to say frequently during the day, Jesus, Mary, Joseph. Or to say, Jesus, my mercy. Mercy, Jesus. To turn to the Lord and say to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make my heart like unto thine. Or just to do as the Eastern Christians do constantly throughout the day, the Eastern monks will day by day and communicate it through their very breaths, inward and outward, saying, Jesus, Son of the living God, have mercy upon me, a sinner. Jesus, Son of the living God, as they breathe out, have mercy upon me, a sinner, as they take it back in. That's the way you and I are going to have real effect within our prayers. Our Lord wants to instruct us in prayers that are effective, prayers that go forth from the mouth and accomplish the deed for which they've been sent forth. That's how our Lord always speaks. And when we take on the mind of Christ, that means that He wants us to also take on the verbiage and speech of Christ, which is to not let words idly fall across our lips, but to accomplish something effectively. That's what these javelin prayers, these ejaculatory prayers are. Let our Lord inspire you in this Lent to a deeper love with Him, not by spending some time with Him in the afternoon in long extended adoration, but frequently going to Him with these pious words of longing of a soul that desires to know the love of God and then to be able to share it with everyone we meet. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.